اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Now, the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, and recitation of the Noble Quran. Today we all are going to listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Qari'ah, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. The striking hour. What is the striking hour? And what will make you know what the striking hour is? It is a day whereon mankind will be like scattered moths, and the mountains will be like carded wool. Then, as for him whose balance will be heavy, he will live a pleasant life. But as for him whose balance will be light, he will have his home in Hawiya. And what will make you know what that is? It is a hot, blazing fire.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة ما القارعة وما يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية موازينه فأمه
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was a recitation of Suratul Qari'ah, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a short surah of the Quran in the last Juz 30, Suratul Qari'ah, by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan. Sheikh Hassan is a very good reciter. He's my personal favorite reciter of the Quran, and he is a very capable reciter when it comes to maqamat, use of the alhan, or the melodies. And he is very, you know, agile in using maqam. He quickly changes the registers and the intonation and the different degrees of each maqam really quickly and skillfully. And this is what makes him stand out among other reciters. For example, at the beginning of this recitation, Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah wa ma adareeka mal-Qari'ah. And by the way, this was in Warsh. We know this because he said, wa ma adareeka. He did taqleel and also tarqiq of the ra. The ra becomes muraqqaq due to the taqleel. And also taqleel means that it's 75% fatha, 25% kasra. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not fatha and kasra. It's aliful mad and ya'ul mad, because we don't have taqleel for short vowels. We only have taqleel for the aliful mad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's inclined somehow to the ya'ul mad.
And what is the hint?
Usually, taqleel takes place when you have zawatul ya, the ya's that are extra.
Without dots, actually.
Yeah, they don't have dots in the Uthmani codex.
There's a small alif above it.
Yeah, and there's a small alif maqsura, the small long vowel alif written above the ya with no dots. This is where taqlil takes place. But all the other rules of tajweed were the same in this surah as Hafs on Asam. So I was saying, at the beginning of this recitation, the way that he finishes the third qari'ah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ, his qafla is perfect. Qafla means the end of a maqam, the way that you descend in your voice, you know, the maqam comes to an end. Technically it's called a melodic cadence.
Uh-huh.
Okay, a melodic cadence means it finishes the maqam. He did it very skillfully, and it's very difficult. For example, he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. See, he does the vibratos on the عين, which is a short vowel, which has a short vowel. It's very difficult to do that, and he does it very good, very
okay.
Well. And now the rules of tajweed.
Good.
We have the qafs of the word al-qari'ah. We have tafkhim of this letter. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah. These are all tafkhims at the highest level. Okay?
Yes. Because we have aliful mad.
Because of the aliful mad. And also we have ta marbuta. This is also really important. Qari'ah at the end has a ta marbuta, which means that it is only pronounced like a ta in continuation, but not when you stop. So if you stop, it turns into a ha. Al-Qari'ah.
I think it's the same as ta with ta'anis.
Al-Qari'ah. Okay, there is a slight difference between ta with ta'anis and ta marbuta. Every ta wa ta'nith is not a ta marbuta, but every ta marbuta is a ta wa ta'nith. What does that mean? It means we also have another kind of ta wa ta'nith, which is alif and ta in samawat, muslimat. مؤمنات صادقات. See all of these? The alif ta is a ta'u ta'neeth, a plural ta'u ta'neeth, but it is not the ta'u ta'neeth like here, which is a ta' marbuta. But all ta' marbutas, we only have one kind, and all of them are ta'u ta'neeth. So this is the difference between ta' marbuta and ta'u ta'neeth.
Mm-hmm.
So al-qari'ah, mal-qari'ah. But if you continue, al-qari'atu mal-qari'atu wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stop, you have to pronounce it like a ha. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ. We have a sun letter after the alif lam. And nas, noon is a sun letter, so we should not pronounce the lam sakina. And also the hamzatul wasl is not pronounced because it's in the middle of the sentence, of the utterance. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ. The noon becomes mushaddad and you have to apply ghunna. So you have to apply ghunna for two vowel counts. Kal farash, farash. We have tafkhim of
ra
in this word.
Without the tafkhim of fa.
Yeah.
Farash.
Farash al mabthuth. Mabthuth. We have a tha in these two, in this word. We have two letters of tha in mabthuth. And tha is pronounced with the tip of the tongue. There are two viewpoints regarding the place of articulation of tha. Some say that the tip of the tongue goes in between the upper and lower front teeth.
An interdental consonant.
Tha. Yeah, but not too much. Mm-hmm. You know, we should make sure that the tongue is not protruding too much.
Mm-hmm.
Tha. Tha is incorrect. Tha. Tha. So it's lighter. Tha.
The place of articulation is very close to the sound think.
Yeah.
TH voiceless sound.
Yeah, exactly. Like the TH English. It's close to that. And the another way, or the other place of articulation, according to some other experts, is that the tip of the tongue is used and it touches the edge of the upper front teeth, and the head of the tongue touches or gets really close to the place of behind the upper front teeth, which is the alveolar ridge. Actually, the gum line behind the upper front teeth. It's not the alveolar ridge. It's the gum line that's behind the upper front teeth. So it's pronounced like this. Tha, 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 tha. So it's basically the same.
Yes.
But right now, most phoneticians say that it goes in between.
The result is somehow the same.
Because, you know, the lower teeth is also used to help the tongue go upward. Tha. In both cases, the lower teeth is used.
Yes.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ. We have to do the fa of nun sakina when there is a tha after the nun sakina. So we approximate the place of articulation of tha. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. The Lord was pronounced very well by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan. رَاضِيَةِ. The Lord was not pronounced with shadda,
mm-hmm.
and was pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim.
Because it's a fricative, actually, and it has istitala, as you said.
Istitala, Allah, Allah. It has the
it
stretching.
It should be lengthened.
It starts from the very back of the mouth, from the molar and wisdom teeth,
mm-hmm.
and the sound stretches to the tip of the tongue.
That's
Allah,
right.
Allah.
Allah. Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our reflections on some hadith about the significance of the Quran. About the significance of the Quran, the next hadith is, of course, I don't read all the hadiths, I select some of them. So the next hadith, which is in Muntakhabu Mizan al-Hikmah, is again from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which says, فضل القرآن على سائر الكلام كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. The relation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with people is very obvious. Everyone knows that we are all dependent on Him. Our existence, our survival, our sustenance, our guidance, everything is based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way to compare ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the word of God, maybe people don't get the same impression because they think it's Arabic, it's the same words that we are using, the same language, the same alphabet. So they may think that when it comes to Quran is, of course, better than other texts and other words, but the difference is not like the difference between Allah and us. But this hadith says, no, actually the same difference that you have between Allah and creation, you have between Allah's word and word of creatures. So no word, even if it is said by a great poet or it is even said by prophet, can be compared to the Quran. It is interesting that, you know, when we compare, for example, hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, you find they are very different. Although the Prophet's hadith are very beautiful, very concise, very deep, but you can never compare them to the Quran. You can understand the difference. Or for example, Nahjul Balagha is very eloquent, but cannot be compared to the Quran. So Rasulullah says, فَضْلُ الْقُرْآنِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ. The privilege of the Qur'an over other words is كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. It's like the privilege that Allah has over His people. So the merits of the Qur'an are much more than the merits of any text.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن